I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
I'm every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shot with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't know if you knew, the show starts right at the top of the 6 o'clock hour. That's right,
right,
baby. DNR 98.7 ESPN. We got a lot going on. We got presidential elections we're going to get into. We got the Knicks with a win. We got the Rangers with a win. We got elbow injuries to star pitchers. We got Stump Rothenberg. We got it all.
Giants keep making moves.
I mean, things are happening here,
things
baby.
Things are happening, baby. Things are happening. Where were you, by the way, yesterday?
What did I do?
I came in hot yesterday. Not my finest moment. I don't know what was going on with me. Maybe I didn't get a proper pre-show
I know what
nap.
You're
going
to say. You know what?
Where were you to protect me?
I was overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed. There was a lot going on.
Yeah. You said Saquon was on the
yes.
boat trip? You know.
I had so much going on in my head that by what we were like, I don't know what hour it was. I screwed up.
Here's the thing. When you said it, I was confused.
I was confused.
But I was like, well, he's saying it with such conviction that maybe there was a... I thought, like, was there another boat trip that I was unaware of? Yeah, and so I didn't want to say anything. And it was a little overwhelming. In retrospect, yes, I did let you down for that.
Right.
I apologize.
Well, I apologize. Screwed up.
But I don't think it was only... Like they were here, too. Somebody could have popped in your ear and be like, what boat trip are you talking
about?
Yeah,
I didn't think they realized I said it. Because there was so much going on yesterday.
But you know, like, I mean, we talked for four consecutive hours, and I was listening, and I did hear it, but it did, like, it kind of almost didn't take. I was like, the boat trip, he must know, like, there must be another boat trip.
So there's
trip.
Nothing, really.
Right.
I mean, now, in retrospect, there's really nothing Saquon Barkley that did negative.
So you put Saquon on the
boat.
On the boat.
Everyone was on the boat.
Saquon wasn't even in the NFL.
I understand that. Sterling Shepard was on the boat.
Sterling Shepard was on the boat.
Victor Cruz was on the boat.
Odell Beckham Jr. on the boat. No. Saquon was
some,
not on the
I
boat.
I think I, for some reason, had Sterling Shepard and Saquon in the same spot for some reason.
Just the S of the name?
Yes, I don't know. Well, I remember because when we talked about it, it was a young player. And to have a young player in that spot kind of on the boat with the stuff that was going on
right.
was not great.
Yeah, was not Saquon. In fact,
Victor Cruz should know better. But
my sources tell me Saquon doesn't even like boating.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
That's nice now that he's...
In fact, at his introductory press conference in Philadelphia, he was asked about the boat situation. He's like, I wasn't even on the motorboat.
No real reason to be mad at Saquon now.
No, because you're going to Philadelphia.
Oh, that's it. That's it. But you'll get over it eventually.
I absolutely will get it.
Until he runs for two touchdowns against you guys.
Yeah, but it's not like Boston Scott doesn't do that. It's not like the Philadelphia Eagles running game against the Giants has been dormant for the last decade, and all of a sudden Saquon's going to awaken it up. No.
Oh, no.
I mean, they destroy us almost every time we go up against them.
I got to tell you, though, these last couple days in the NFL.
It's gorgeous.
It's unbelievable.
It really is absolutely gorgeous, isn't it?
I got Derrick Henry going to Baltimore now. Which actually makes Peter's drop relevant.
The Purple Birds?
The Purple Birds.
Yeah. I guess he was ahead of his time, huh?
That's going to be with Lamar and now Henry in the backfield.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds. The Ravens.
It's great.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Then you're maybe burying the lead of this. No one has ever called them the Purple Birds anyway.
No.
No.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds, the Ravens.
I mean, it sounded like if I had said to you pre that drop, hey, Purple Birds are playing this weekend, you'd be like, what is he talking about?
Well, Raven isn't purple, I think is the point.
Well, I think there's purple in the uniform,
Of course, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, right.
But I think that's what he was saying.
Maybe he's ahead of his time.
No, I don't think so.
No.
1-800-919-3776. So just to wrap up, I had a great birthday yesterday. Heard from hundreds of people. It was really nice on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, via text. It was very nice. So I appreciate everyone's
I had a lot of people yesterday come to me just around town, lacrosse practice. Oh, Dave's birthday was today. I was like, yeah, we know. Yeah, we heard it every couple minutes that it was your birthday.
But it was.
Yeah, everyone knows now.
Right. Okay. Well, then next year they'll remember
that it's March 12th, Dave's birthday.
All right. Well, you know what? You don't have to deal with it for another 364 days.
Thank God.
And then 364 days from now, we'll be right back. It's my birthday, but not today, not tomorrow, not for quite some time.
I go, he goes, did you guys do the breakfast after? I said, no, Dave had a previous commitment.
Right.
But I bought him breakfast. He goes, oh, I know. I was like, what? He goes, yeah, he ate bacon too. I was like, yep, he did eat bacon right in the
air. Why is that bad?
It wasn't. It was. I almost ate it. It smelled so good.
It was so delicious. So I went out to breakfast after, the breakfast that you guys got me, or you got me, and my buddy ordered bacon. Side of bacon, crispy, burned, very well done. And he brought him like 10 pieces of bacon. And he goes, you can have a piece if you'd like. And I was like, no, I already had a portion of bacon this morning, but thank you very much.
It's good self-control by you.
Yeah, too much bacon, not good. Mm. Just the right amount, perfect. So this is a great sports time right now.
Yeah.
For me, RJ as well, the college basketball is really heating up, right? All the tournaments are starting.
I watched some Wagner Merrimack last night.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Look at you. Stony Brook went overtime last night against College of Charleston. They did not win, so they will not go. But St. Mary's beat Gonzaga. Are you a Gonzaga guy or a Gonzaga guy?
I'm Gonzaga.
They're the Zags.
I'm Gonzaga.
Gonzaga. You know what I don't like about myself? It might be one of my real flaws is I will say it different at different times.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Sometimes I'll be like Gonzaga, and then other times I'll say Gonzaga. That's not good.
Well, I mean, is it preference? Is there a proper way to say it?
It's probably Gonzaga.
Because you've had when you said Thibodeau instead of Thibodeau because it's got two separate.
But that to me is complex because you got a Thibodeau and a Thibodeau right here in New York. So that's very complicated.
Well, and you got a Thibodeau and a Tibbs. So
right. That's very confusing. Yeah. But Gonzaga or Gonzaga should be just uniform.
Zags. So I would go with Zags.
Gonzaga. Okay. So they lost to St. Mary's last night. So I love the college basketball. I mean, the Rangers, that was a hell of a win last night.
No, that was a huge win in a big test. And I think the reason why, outside of Igor being awesome.
Sensational.
Is
without Trouba, too.
When you play in no Rempe, I'm surprised that he got four games, man. That seems like a lot.
I'm surprised you're surprised. I thought the hit was blatant.
See, I don't know if it was as blatant. I think it's probably, this is going to be, hey, let's deter the behavior because you already saw what happened with Bastian, Labushkin. Let's make sure this someone doesn't get hurt, but at his size, going in to make the hit that he was trying to make, because that's one of the reasons why he's going to be a part of this team, is just his physicality. At that size, almost in an attempt to kind of brace himself going into the boards, elbow comes up. Siegenthal is trying to get out of the way of the hit and catches him in the face. But, it's the first time, I guess if you want to look at those two other hits I mentioned as, the first and second time, but this is the first time where it's been, there's a chance he gets suspended or fined. So he goes from that to all of a sudden four games. And when you look at some of the suspensions this season, like the Brendan Gallagher suspension, where he almost killed Adam Pellett.
No, I mean, it wasn't at that level.
Five games.
All right. So you want to say four is too much? I mean, I think he deserves something. Two games, maybe?
Yeah, one or two would have been fine.
Yeah. He's got a
four.
He's got to figure out that line. Like, his aggressiveness is great. Like the other night, they scored the goal. He's standing in front of the net.
Right.
He fires you up. He makes plays, big hits. But then he crosses that line so often, he puts you in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, well, to take a five-minute penalty in that spot is tough. So if you're going to have any hope of being a part of this team in the playoffs, you can't afford, so physicality, getting on the forecheck, getting in front of the net, all that stuff is great. Fighting occasionally if you have to, protecting your teammates, awesome. But if you find yourself crossing that line,
right,
now putting yourself in the penalty box and your team's going to kill penalties.
And he has crossed that line. But last night, because Hurricanes get me nervous. Maybe they shouldn't. I mean, Rangers seem to really do well against Carolina.
No, listen, Carolina's a good team.
Very good.
Is a really good team. And that was a playoff kind of game. When you play Carolina, I mean, you're going to have to commit to being, I guess I use the word boring. Like, I mean, they're fast, they're aggressive, they'll capitalize on your mistakes. Structurally, I mean, what Rod Brindamore does with them is one of the best in the league. So you can't afford to make mistakes. So if you want to beat them, especially in a 7-game series, you're going to have to commit to making sure that you're playing structurally as sound as them. You're not making mistakes.
Right.
There was that, you know, when Sam went crazy. Where's the defense?
It went bananas 2-1-0 in the second period. He was like, the defense is gone. It's just open hockey here.
Yeah, and Kachekov made that great save on Trocheck, then went back down the other end. Igor was awesome. But it's nice to see the Rangers, because in a close game like that, Igor in a close game like that, those are the kind of games you're going to have. Those are playoff games.
That's a playoff game.
Yeah.
You watched that game last night. It was a playoff game. And prior to the Rangers taking the ice against the Devils, they were 2 points up on Carolina, and then you knew you had Carolina on the Tuesday. Now you're 6 points up on Carolina.
Yeah, last night was a huge game.
Huge game.
And I know Mika didn't. I mean, he finally broke it, finally scores 5-on-5, but it's actually his line late in the period that ends up good forecheck, gets the puck to Fox, and they score the one goal.
The one goal. They had a bunch of chances last night.
That line looks like it's a good fit right now.
And those additions are nice, too.
Yeah, Rostovic is nice on that line.
Yeah, he really is. So Rangers with it. I thought that was... I mean, I was really, really into that game last night. That actually got the main TV.
Well, you can feel the intensity when those games happen.
Yes.
Like, you can feel... Like, you're at the edge of your seat. Like, especially in a close game like that, no one can afford to make a mistake. But that's why when you see Igor play as well, and you could just tell early in the game.
I mean, he is so back.
Like, there's a different kind of focus and intensity you need in a game like that, knowing that it's going to be... Because Kachekov played good, too. That if you make a mistake, you know, it's going to cost your team to the point where all of a sudden now, you know, you may end up losing that game. But he was
sensational. I think I saw he's allowed one goal or fewer in 7 of his last 10 starts.
I think he's 9-1-1 in his last 11, and that he was back-to-back shutouts.
He's been phenomenal. And the game in between where Quick started, they almost had another shutout. They allowed a goal with 2 minutes to go against the Devils. So great win for the Rangers. They kind of take a stranglehold on that division yet again. And last night, watching the game last night was as if the Knicks were a completely different team from watching what they were on Sunday.
That was a completely different team.
And what are they now? 13-2 with Anunoby in the lineup?
13-2.
Yeah.
OG, anyone was wondering, in his 528 minutes, is a plus.
Plus. 522 minutes.
528
plus 211.
282.
Wow.
He's plus 282.
That's remarkable.
Which is, I mean, that's the best.
Is that in the rundown?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's the best in NBA history through 15 games.
Is that right?
With a new team, yeah. Plus 282.
Yeah. Well, you can see there, I mean, it wasn't even the same team last night.
No, it was not the same team. I mean, yeah, first of all, they got up to a good, defense has been great. Right, I mean, the defense has not been a question. This is 3 straight holding the team under 80 points,
which in this day and age in the NBA is remarkable.
Which is remarkable, right? The Orlando game, 74 points, so good start. Yeah, I mean, 14 points for filling in the first quarter of that game. But remember when they played them last time? I mean, turnovers, shooting was an atrocity. First half of that game last night, 18 point lead. They shot almost 55%, 43.5% from 3, which they were awful at in the last game against them. They had 20 assists on 24 made field goals.
They were great. I mean, Brunson, it was. That's why sports is so difficult to endure, because you can go into a game like you did on Sunday thinking, all right, it's Philly, we're going to win this game, and you were as bad as I've seen the Knicks all season long. I mean, it was a brutal performance.
In all honesty, it's my biggest problem with analytics. It really is.
Is sometimes you just have to let it play out, right?
Well, just because sometimes it's just you're human beings.
Right.
Like you just said.
But they don't take that into account.
No, right. You have a bad night. Like you just don't, it's, for whatever reason, it's just a bad night. You don't feel well. You don't shoot well. And in this game last night.
You know what? Maybe you were up late with a sick kid. Maybe you didn't sleep well because you stubbed your toe on the way to the bathroom. I mean, you can't take that and spin it into a computer and come out and say, don't play Brunson more than 19 minutes tonight, or, you know, sit Harrison Bader, or don't let Nimmo because he ran from first to third at over 19 miles an hour. Like, it's absurd.
No, and as an athlete, you can't explain it. Like, anytime you've ever heard someone after a great game and they're like, oh, it looked like you were in the zone, you know, what happened? I don't know. If I knew how to get into that zone every game, right. I mean, that'd be...
You'd live in the zone.
I'd live in the zone. Yeah. I'd be a Hall of Famer. Like, it just happened.
But, I mean, that was... I mean, first of all, I don't like Philadelphia. You went out there, you humiliated them. There was no stress at all in the game. The game was over by halftime. It was just... It was absolutely sensational. It was a big-time performance.
No,
it was...
I mean, and I was excited to watch that game. It's everything you wanted. Josh Hart was a beast again. And you just...
A triple-double in, like, the third quarter, right?
You see the effect that OG has on this team. And it's not just defensively. Like, defensively, he's great. Like, he's disruptive. His hands, steals, and everything else. But just how he fits into the offense. Like, he doesn't need the ball. He spreads the floor. He shoots a great... I mean, from the corners, he's great from three. Like, it's... You got one of your best players back.
Right.
You could feel it.
Right. You could feel it defensively. He's elite. But the thing is, just... And he's not a great offensive player, but he's a good enough offensive player that it takes some of the pressure off DiVincenzo.
Yes. He's still a threat.
Right. He's someone you have to guard. Mm-hmm. Like, the other night, it was a Chua... Was not going to score.
And he was good last night.
He was much better last night. But on Sunday, he was brutal. But, I mean, there are guys, you, if you're the Knicks, you play two or sometimes even three guys that you don't really have to worry about if you're the opposition of scoring. When Anunoby is playing, that changes the dynamic tremendously.
It absolutely does. What I was really impressed with last night, I mean, there are certain things, I'm sure you would ask Tibbs this too, like that you would point to, like that I'm sure he has in the whiteboard, keys to the game, and it's the, you know, it's the rebounding, it's all the hustle stuff, but I thought last night, especially, like watching player movement, ball movement, some of their sets, like that were creating easy looks for them.
Right.
Like I was impressed. It's like the way the ball moved, the way the players moved. I mean, I even think Greg Anthony on the call was like when you have guys moving the way this team is moving, and now everyone is a threat. What it does for you offensively, it looked good last night.
But the thing that's so bizarre is it was the same team. I mean, I know you had Anunoby, but it was the same team other than Anunoby. It looked like a completely different team.
But I also think there's a comfort level to that, too. You know what I mean?
Of course there is.
But the confidence that you have.
3 minutes in. I think I texted you guys, like, the Knicks had, like, 8 points. I was like, they have more points now than they had the entire game. Like, it was a completely 180 from what Sunday night was.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said, though, about, like, just the confidence level you have when you have your guys back. It's almost like when you have, I don't know if it's the same, but it was a feeling I would always get, like, if you knew, like I'm sure the Rangers right now, knowing that they have Igor in net.
Right,
like,
and that he's in the zone.
The confidence that you have.
That you play at a different level. All right, from superchargers, exhaust kits, and more, eBay Motors has over 122 million parts to keep your ride or die alive. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to bring home that win. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. So, 1-800-919-3776. We lead with the Knicks. We'll hear from some of the particulars and you guys as well. This Garrett Cole story, if you're a Yankees fan, has to be unbelievably concerning. We got Stump Rothenberg. We'll get into the Aaron Rodgers situation yet again. Giants making more moves. It's a real busy Wednesday. It's DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN. All right, hello now. Dave Rothenberg here to tell you about my friends at Bathfitter. They converted my kids' bathtub to a shower, did an amazing job. Customized just as we wanted, only one expert installer. Process was so easy, there's no demo, there's no mess, and Bathfitter is a high-quality, permanent solution with a full lifetime guarantee. 3+ million happy customers like me and my wife, and for a limited time, you get 0% interest or save $500 on a complete Bathfitter system. So start designing your bath today, like we did, at bathfitterdesign.com, because there's only one Bathfitter.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Back in the lineup, let's see some things from OG Anunoby. Here he is. How's that elbow feeling?
It's a lot better than it was the month of January, so I'm happy and I should get better and better.
All right, well, that's good news. On the warm reception he got from the fans at Madison Square Garden.
Felt great. You know, it's been a while. Missed playing here. Missed the playing with my teammates. So it's a great feeling for sure.
He really is such a huge difference maker. Here's Josh Hart on why Anunoby makes such an enormous difference with this club.
He's a lead on both sides of the ball. Offensively, able to knock down shots, but defensively, he's someone you can base your defense around. He gets stops. That's our guy. So we've had success with him. Hopefully we can keep him on the court.
Yeah, you have Hart, you have Anunoby. All of a sudden, your defense goes from meh to really, really good.
Yeah, and Hart had a chance to play less than 40 minutes last night.
Which was nice.
Which he joked about. He said, once OG was going to come back, my minutes would drop. But
good.
He's been awesome.
What'd they get Josh Hart for? Like nothing, right? Like a second-round pick?
It's amazing how those two deals work so seamlessly for them. Like the second you brought Josh in, Josh, perfect. OG, perfect. Like those two moves, Leon's been really good, man.
He really has. After he wasn't really good, he's been really good.
Yeah, I was first. I mean, first year, tough.
Bad.
Right.
Kemba Walker, bad.
Fournier, bad. Boyan doesn't look great right now, but...
Yeah, but it's not like you invested a lot in Boyan.
No, right.
Like you took a flyer on him, and if he's not good,
well,
he's not good.
I mean, you dropped the one contract to bring in the other one, right? In case you want to make that big move, make the money work.
They're going to make a big move, I think, this offseason.
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine so, but now, get Randall back, and we'll see what this team looks like in the postseason.
All right, so I haven't heard this yet. Josh Hart was asked, are you aware of this kind of cluster in the East? Do you think he says...
I heard it.
So you know what he says.
They talk about it a little bit, but they're not focused on it.
So here he is.
Yeah, we're aware of it. We see it. We talk about it a little bit, but at the end of the day, we can't focus on it. We got to just focus on who been playing our game. We do that, like our team, like our chances, and we're not worried about looking back. We got to look forward and keep it moving.
So where are we now, you'd like to know? Knicks in the four spot, 38-27, three games in the loss column behind Milwaukee and Cleveland. But I'll tell you this, man. I don't know how Cleveland's going to win a lot of games. With no Donovan Mitchell, they are not the same team.
No,
they're all banged up.
And that would actually be the spot that you'd like to end up in with how the stupid bracket works.
Yes. If you could somehow get to the three and take on a Orlando in round one or an Indiana in round one, and then it would be Milwaukee in round two.
Rather not be the Heat, but yeah, those teams are
actually fine. I don't want Miami, and Miami's right there too. So again, from 4 to 8. Separated by two games in the loss column.
Yeah, it's tight, but he's not wrong, man. I mean, just you're at a point now where, I mean, you're focused on yourself and you just take care of your own business.
Absolutely.
That's all you can do.
I mean, you can't scoreboard watch. I mean, I can, but there's no reason for them to.
No, you do.
Like I know Cleveland tonight plays.
We all pay attention.
I know Cleveland plays New Orleans and Pelicans are 7-point favorites. And that.
Don't let these guys fool you, though. Like, I mean, now, I don't know how much different the NBA is than the NHL, but we have, like, we'll get these packets. Like, the press packets?
Of course.
Yeah, right. So we all get those in the locker room. We'll get the press packets. How many guys sit there in their stalls reading?
Oh, really?
All the packets. Like, this guy's, this guy's this many points from this. They know, guys know.
But individual points and like.
They know everything.
They know how many points the team is behind another. Really?
Yeah.
Are there guys that have no interest in that at all?
Yes. There are some guys that just don't even pay attention.
Like, what would you, like 20%? Like, what percentage of guys just, we're 4 points behind Carolina and, like, I don't care. I would say probably
the younger guys
are. So the next generation has less interest.
I think in general, like, the younger guys coming in, because they're not used to it. Like, then all of a sudden they'll start seeing, like, what are the veteran guys doing? Oh, this guy's doing crosswords. Maybe I'll try the crossword. This guy's paying attention.
So they kind of learn their route to how they're going to be.
Well, this guy drinks a couple cups of coffee. Maybe I'll try that.
But I'm just surprised that, I mean, even at a young age, when it's like my kids are in whatever leagues they're in, they want to know how the other teams do, if they're going to move up in the standings or down. It's just kind of...
Some guys just like, I don't know if it's a superstition thing, but just some guys don't want to know. They just want to kind of, it's just too much.
Right.
They want to focus on doing their... There are a lot of guys like that that just kind of, this is... They're so routine based that they just, this is what I do. I want to stick to this and just...
Okay.
I can't afford to have any distractions outside of what I'm doing. And then there are other guys that, and I was always jealous of those guys, that's kind of like, show up, they're doing this, they're doing that, they're talking, hanging out, and then, boom, puck drops and they're locked in.
I got numbers on the Barkley contract. You want to hear it?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay. Saquon Barkley, 3-year, $37.75 million deal with the Eagles. 25.5 fully guaranteed at signing, including $1.5 million in 2026. He's due $24.5 million over the first 2 years with $500,000 in per game active bonuses. Every game he's active, he gets $500,000.
Mm-hmm. That's what that means, yeah.
So if he plays 17 games, he gets an additional $8.5 million?
On top of what he's already guaranteed?
Yeah.
Read it again.
He's due $24.5 million over the first 2 years with $500,000 in per game active bonuses. Or is that included in the $24.5 million? How does he get to, because I heard it can
well,
be up
if it's
to,
guaranteed, you, I mean, if it's guaranteed, it should have nothing to do with how many games he's active for. If it's guaranteed.
Okay. So what's this $500,000 in per game active bonuses then?
In the first, is that the first 2 years or is that the length of the contract?
It says he's due, I mean, I'm just reading you what it says. He's due $24.5 million over the first 2 years with $500,000 in per game active bonuses.
And how much was guaranteed at signing, does it say?
Yes, 25.5 fully guaranteed at signing.
Right, so I don't know how that would make sense. If 25.5 is fully guaranteed.
Right.
Unless that's on top of.
But that's a lot of money, $500,000 a game.
Yeah.
That's $8.5 million a year if you play every game.
Yeah.
There's no way they can pay him $8.5 plus. You're not going to pay him $20 million if he's active for every game.
For year one?
It's weird.
Yeah, listen, there was no way the Giants were getting close to this deal.
No.
No chance.
No, which I actually kind of feel better about.
Well, listen,
I mean, it wasn't Philly.
No, I know you wish it wasn't Philly. Even the McKinney stuff, the report was the McKinney, I mean, and good for him. He did great in Green Bay, but he brought that deal back to the Giants, and they're like, no, we're all set.
Listen, like it or not, Joe Shane has shown you, this is what I prioritize. This is what I don't. You're a running back. You're not going to get paid here. You're a safety. You're not going to get paid here. Sorry.
See, I think that Philly was in a spot, just talent-wise, where they're at, expectations, especially because it feels like Nick Sirianni's kind of a bit on the hot seat.
He makes sense in Philly.
Right. Well, you lose the leadership of Fletcher Cox. I was listening to something yesterday where they just talked about how big a deal it's losing Jason Kelce.
Right.
And there's a level of instability.
Football-wise?
Everything. Or leadership-wise, all of it.
Okay.
Like, it feels like this team has the, I'm including the head coach, has the tendency to kind of fly off the hinge a little bit. And Jason Kelce was kind of that calming force in the locker room. So I think they put a price tag, a value amount to the kind of leadership, not just the player, but the kind of leadership that Saquon Barkley is going to bring to that locker room.
Right.
I think there's a lot of people in that locker room that respect the hell out of Saquon Barkley. And I also think with the question surrounding Jalen Hurts and how much money they paid him, that you add a guy like Saquon Barkley, what they're going to be able to do together in the backfield.
Yeah. Listen, he's going to be terrific there.
Jalen Hurts being able to run the football now with Saquon, you know what I mean? Like, in the weapons on the outside.
I mean, Devontae Smith is terrific.
You got A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown is
Dallas
terrific.
Goddard
is terrific.
You got a great offensive line. And then on top of that, now you have the ability to run the read option. With
I'm still
Saquon.
Interested to see what they're going to be like, because I think that the something was really, really off with that team.
But they got two good coordinators.
They do.
Bring in Fangio and Kellen Moore.
They do. Yeah. Any interest in Hunter Renfrow? Raiders releasing
I like him.
The wide receiver.
I do like him.
When the new league year begins later today.
He's a really good slot receiver.
So how would you feel about him? You'd
like
that?
Him. Yeah, I don't think
as your big wide receiver.
No. It sounds like Corey Davis may come back too. I'm just saying.
So if I gave you Corey Davis and Hunter Renfrow, that's not enough?
Well, especially if my quarterback's running for vice president.
Well, we'll get to that.
That won't be enough. Why?
What? Don't look at
Why?
Me. Why are you looking
Why?
At me? What did I do? I didn't put him on the ticket.
Why can't I just enjoy free agency and, you know, as we creep up on the NHL playoffs and the NBA playoffs, spring training? Why?
No distractions. No distractions. All right, let's break. We'll come back. Phone lines all lit up. 1-800-919-3776. Lot to do. We got to get to the Yankees and the Garrett Cole and the Aaron Judge. 1-800-919-3776. Very busy Wednesday hump day. Some love, some don't. On 98.7 ESPN.
Aaron Rodgers is a great man.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Friends, go see Dr. Jay Shah. He's a double board certified pain specialist. Don't let your neck, back, joint, or nerve pain slow you down from doing all the things that you love. It's time to reclaim your active lifestyle. Call our friend Dr. Jay Shah today at Samwell Pain. Dr. Jay Shah treats joint, neck, back, sciatic, and nerve pain. Dr. Shah is also a migraine and headache specialist. Procedures involve no cuts, scars, incisions, or downtime. Call Dr. Jay Shah to take a non-surgical approach with precise image-guided procedures without pain medications. Enjoy life pain-free. Same-day and next-day appointments are available. Go to samwellpain.com. Put an end to your pain and suffering today. Why wait any longer? Make your appointment with Dr. Jay Shah. Go to samwellpain.com now. Regain your active lifestyle and enjoy all your favorite activities pain-free. Samwell Pain now has three convenient locations in Woodbridge, Livingston, and a brand new office in Englewood to serve Bergen County. Visit samwellpain.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
How about the Houston Texans, by the way? Add Joe Mixon via a trade and then Danielle Hunter?
That went from an absolute dumpster fire.
That's the place to be now.
To now like a desirable destination. Right?
The Houston Texans.
What the quarterback does, man. Good coach, good quarterback.
Yeah.
That's where it starts.
Hey, Dalton Schultz.
Yeah.
Got
Tank Dell, Nico Collins.
Yeah, Nico Collins is a stud. Noah Brown will be back there too.
At least Joe Mixon ended up in Houston, though.
It's a good landing spot.
No, I know. But hey, we want you to take a pay cut. Nope, we're going to get your replacement. We're going to release you. No, we're going to trade you.
Who's Cincinnati's? Zach Moss, Cincinnati got? Yeah.
You can't even hit free agency. We're going to trade you.
There's so much going on.
It's every day.
I mean, there's so many different
moves.
Deontay
Johnson got traded? Carolina?
That's a nice... He seems like he's a locker room malcontent at times.
Yeah, but they're desperate to make it work with Bryce Young.
But they need to bring some talent in for Bryce Young. All right, so let's get to some of these calls here. 1-800-919-3776. Let's get to Pete in Westport. Say good morning, Pete. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, Dave and Rick. Dave, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Wanted to talk about the Knicks win, and then I have a potential new name for your dog. So Knicks, great win last night. Loved watching that. I mean, 32 assists. I don't know if that's, you know, something that they've never done before, but that was great to watch. You can definitely see how OG, you know, forces the defense to spread the floor. So great to watch. Josh Hart, you know, played great. You know, great watching him, you know, doing awesome. And I think DiVincenzo honestly needs to be more of a facilitator. You know, there was one great play at the end of the game where him and Precious won a nice pick and roll, and he fed him for a nice dunk. I think he needs to do a little bit more of that rather than, you know, hucking up all these threes.
Well,
all the time.
You can't blame him, Pete, because he's been, I mean, you've had nobody else that can
score. Someone needed to shoot.
Someone needs to shoot the basketball.
I get it. But it's like, you know, getting OG back, you know, just it makes you excited for, you know, kind of what's to come end of the year. Getting Randall back, you know, hopefully soon, I think will allow him to kind of settle into that facilitator role a little bit more as well.
Yeah, I think that you're going to be less reliant on Josh Hart, and I think you'll be less reliant on everybody. You're going to spread the wealth when everyone kind of gets healthier. Where are we with Randall? Do we have an update on him? What's the last you've heard?
He hasn't been cleared for full contact, but he's doing everything else.
So you think he's back at what point if you had to get
it? I think as soon as they said his cardio is good. As soon as he gets cleared for full contact, it doesn't sound like it's going to be long after that.
Beautiful.
Yeah, well, it's just, I mean, it's going to be for him just getting comfortable knowing that there's a real chance. Like, once that shoulder, I mean, once you pop it out one time,
right?
You know, and you don't get it surgically fixed, there's a chance that it pops out again. So, I mean, once he gets comfortable, and he won't know that because even when he's doing full contact in practice, he's not going to be...
Well, you're not going to be hammered on the shoulder.
Right. It's like when you come, like, we'd be coming back from an injury, and you try to, well, you do whatever you could to kind of make it like a game, but it was never really like a game. Because you could always protect yourself.
Right, of course. And guys are not going to come down as hard typically on you in practice.
The last thing you want to be is the guy in practice that pops Julius' shoulder.
The teammate that re-injures Julius Randle? No. You know what the shame of it all is? They don't suffer these injuries. They're probably going to get the two.
They would have been right there, yeah.
They would have been right there to get the two. Let's go to JC in the Poconos. I like the Poconos. Good morning, JC. You're on 98.7.
Yeah, Poconos is awesome. You guys should come around.
I always think of like the heart-shaped tub when I think of the Poconos.
That's romantic.
Yeah.
Sherry loves tubs.
Loves tubs.
Before I talk Knicks, I just wanted to get this point out there. I know it already passed the NBA All-Star game, but I have an idea to really fix the NBA All-Star game.
All right, so here's the thing. I'm going to give you this opportunity. If your idea is great, we will give you tremendous applause. If it stinks, I'm going to hang up on you. You willing to take that risk?
No, you won't hang up. It's a great idea.
Okay. Trust me. All right.
So the NBA All-Star game is a complete mess. What I'm thinking is, and I think everybody will love it because everyone's done it, even you, myself, and everyone else has always played one-on-one.
Yeah.
We should do one-on-one with all the NBA All-Stars. For example, LeBron versus Tatum, Jokic versus Embiid, if he was healthy and all that. One-on-one to 11, half court, with a ref there. I think everybody wants to see that. One-on-one, and then at the end, whoever remains becomes, I don't know what you want to call it, maybe the best player, most talented player award or whatever it is, and you go from there. But I think everybody wants to see one-on-one.
You're not going to see this. I mean, guys are not going to agree to do this because some guys are going to be embarrassed.
I think that's part of the reason why you don't see guys participate in the slam dunk contest.
That's right.
Which has been completely wrong.
So, JC, I got to be honest with you. You entered the conversation making my expectation of that point better than I think, in fact, it was. I thought it was very pedestrian.
I don't think it was a terrible suggestion.
It was very pedestrian.
Yeah, I think it was terrible.
So let's go. What do you got on the Knicks? I'll let you go to round two, though.
Why not just have some respect for the game that you play in the league and just give some
effort in the All-Star game?
Sort of
but they used to.
Compete.
You remember when they had, what was that rule where you had to get to a certain number?
It's the same rule, how they end the game.
They didn't end it like that this year, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, did they? All right.
It was the only thing I could think that was entertaining for everybody to see.
What's that called, though, anyway?
200 points.
Bro, what's that called? RJ must know. It's got that name.
Yeah, I know the name you're talking about.
Oh, I can't think of it. JC, you know what that...
point.
Yeah, go ahead
RJ
with your
will
next
find
point.
It. Let him fix it. Let him finish his
go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say, where do you guys want to end up seed-wise right now, looking at everything?
I want to not play Boston until the Eastern Conference Finals.
I'd take 3 or 6.
Yeah, I agree. I do not want to see Boston until the Eastern Conference Finals. Milwaukee doesn't terrify me. Scares me, doesn't terrify me. Cleveland doesn't scare me at all. Right? I'll tell you what. I'm not usually a guy that roots for the next round opposition. If Cleveland were to play Milwaukee in some way, I would, and the Knicks would be the winner of that series, I would desperately...
It's the Elam ending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that stand for something? Was it like the guy,
that's the guy
came,
who created it?
Yeah, the guy
Jason
that created
Elam came up with that.
No, Nick.
Not Jason Elam.
No.
And they adopted it in the basketball tournament, which is like that summer tournament with all
the college kids?
Yeah, all the college kids put alumni teams together, things like that.
I remember within like the last decade, though, that the end of the All-Star game was great. Like there was intense defense and they really went after it and it was... Kobe was involved. You don't remember that?
Didn't Kobe, I think he broke Dwayne Wade's nose.
Yeah, like it was great. And now it's just...
They don't have that anymore.
No, clearly not.
Well, no, I think it's on the star players to play at a certain level that's going to drag everyone else to that level. Because again, I think there's a risk of being embarrassed. Guys don't want to be embarrassed. Professional athletes don't want to be embarrassed.
Right. And yeah, it's great for the guy that wins it. But I mean, you don't want to be a guy that loses in round 1, 11-4.
No, it's funny. I actually read a story yesterday about the Mavericks, and it was Luka Doncic, and it was RJ, who was, I forget his name now, I'm telling the story, the Celtic that got traded to Dallas, and then they got rid of him. Grant Williams.
Yeah.
It was Grant Williams.
Tennessee.
So I guess that, I mean, a bunch of reasons why they got rid of Grant Williams. But the story that they told, I actually appreciated, was he didn't think that Luka Doncic showed up to practice and was given the kind of effort that the best player should give.
Okay.
So he took it upon himself to start, like, getting into Luka, chirping the entire time. So what does Luka do? It turns out he goes on, like, they said he went on, like, a 26-6 run himself. Luka did, in practice.
Right.
But you need guys like that. Like, I know, like, it didn't work out there, but, like, you would need somebody, if it's LeBron, whoever it is, to set the tone of, like, this is, okay, there's going to be a certain level at which we play this game, and you can either come along, or
well, they
you
do
can,
not now.
You can stand out.
It's
not doing
a,
it
it's
right
a major
now.
Problem. It is awful. Let's go to Carl in Queens and say good morning, Carl. How are you?
Yes, sir. Good morning, gentlemen. I freaking love Josh Hart. I just watched a video of him getting his current call. He's dapping everyone up. He gets to Brunson at the end, and Brunson just ignores him.
Right.
But OG is back, baby. Man, he was everywhere. He played, Rick, you mentioned it, under 30 minutes. I would not be against them managing him like this up until the playoffs, because he, even the 30 minutes, even a little bit less, he gives us enough to, in my opinion, to beat most teams. But
he was plus 20. He was plus 28 in 29 minutes.
Didn't he have a triple double in the third quarter last night?
No, he's talking about OG.
Oh, OG, yes, yeah. Right.
OG, yeah, he was incredible.
Well, I think having more guys, you should be able to manage everyone's minutes now down the stretch.
Of course, yeah, Hartenstein, and yeah, of course. But shout out to the Sixers for scoring 79 points in back-to-back games against us. And it's funny, Kelly Oubre Jr. epitomizes the player that you love on your side and hate on the other side. When he hit a three, I think it was at the end, right at the end of the second quarter, blows a kiss to the Garden. Like, come on, guys. But let me leave you with a Cuddle Mary trash, because I would take Orlando, Cleveland in the playoffs. I would also take Philly, to be honest, even with Embiid, if we're fully healthy.
With Embiid, I wouldn't love it.
So let me, not love it, but I would still take it. So let me leave Cuddle Mary trash, Milwaukee, Indiana, Miami in the playoffs. Obviously, we're not including Boston.
So I'll marry Indiana. That's the one of those.
I think you'd marry Indiana. I'd cuddle Miami and trash still trash Milwaukee.
I don't want any part of Miami.
I know, but
I don't want any.
Would you rather?
I would rather Miami than Milwaukee, but I don't want any part. But of those three, the easiest one to me is I'll take Indiana.
Like, although Doc has been known to
collapse
a little bit.
Yeah.
It was pretty clear last year that Spo is just an elite head coach.
I think he could be the best head coach of the NBA.
Right now? Like, you could make a really good argument.
By the way, he mentions Kelly Oubre Jr. High school girls love that guy.
Oh, he's handsome.
Love him.
Handsome.
Like all of Ben's
he's got the eyes.
Girlfriends love
he's
him.
He's got the eyes. He's got very attractive eyes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't look at him and
I'm not afraid to say it. Take a peek.
Yeah? Google him. Yeah. Bring up
he's
a photo
handsome.
Of Kelly
Yeah,
Oubre.
He's handsome.
Yeah, I've never looked at him and been moved, but maybe
he's a good looking man.
Yeah?
Yeah. I do notice that when they play. He's a good looking man.
Yeah, I get it.
No, he's a good looking man.
Yeah, all right.
He's got nice features.
I'm not telling you he's unattractive, but as far, I mean, you want some images?
Look at those eyes.
I'll bring up some images for you. Here you go.
Is it the one like with the gold background?
Yeah, look at those eyes.
I don't see the one with the gold background.
Oh, it looks like he's staring into my soul. Yeah.
Really? So you RJ, and you, this is really... Rick, you don't have to be on top
look,
of
look,
me.
Look at these eyes.
Yeah.
Look at these.
RJ, you find him to be attractive.
If I send you the picture I'm looking at, then... This
yeah,
looks,
send me it.
A gold... This one he must be looking at. Is there a basketball in front of his face?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's Liberty Ballers.
With well, his, I see the one you're talking about.
With his
about.
Fingernails painted?
Yeah, I guess his fingernails are painted, yeah.
That's a thing, too.
Yeah, Jay Bilas got his fingernails painted the other day.
Well, because Jared McCain.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Jared McCain?
I don't know. I lean on you for this stuff.
Is that the freshman at Duke? I think it's Jared. I think it's Jared McCain.
Duke is your team.
I understand.
Jared McCain.
Jared McCain, yeah. I don't. For some reason, I thought it wasn't for a second. He's very eclectic, and he sings, and he paints his fingernails, and he's a hell of a player. So
by
I guess,
the way, speaking of singing,
yeah,
I didn't realize that Kirk Cousins was in his school choir, chorus, choir, one of them.
I think it they mentioned that in the quarterback.
Make it sing.
Yeah.
In the quarterback.
It's got a beautiful.
Psoriasis. I've got psoriasis.
It's not that.
Right.
But the can sing.
And good for him. It's not.
Sing and dance.
Boom, boom, down.
I was wondering because he did the, what was it when he did? Was it NFL Honors when he did the dance?
Yeah, it was the NFL honors.
I was like, damn, he's got some rhythm.
Yeah, no, he's good.
You know what I found out about that? I was listening to a podcast or something. They asked him, I believe, the night before to do that. And he learned that whole song.
How do you like me now?
Yeah, he's a talent, this guy. I mean, this is why they pay him the big bucks.
Yeah, he's very, very talented.
Has anyone had their narrative change more in the last couple of years just by, I think it was the Netflix documentary. And people love him now. Love him.
He was,
well, he's so nice.
Him as a dad was endearing.
He embraces the nerdy thing.
Right. He's not, is he a nerd?
Yeah.
He's kind of nerdy.
He's nerdy-ish. I wouldn't consider him a nerd.
Well, no, nerd may not be the right word.
Right, but how he dresses, like he's not, like it
dork,
doesn't.
Maybe.
Yeah, dorky.
Dork is worse than nerd.
No, he's a little bit
not
dorky.
Necessarily. But he
embraces
not necessarily.
It. If you said to me, would you rather be a dork or a nerd? I'd rather be a nerd.
But that's why they have him shirtless with like the chains around, because he's like a nerdy guy that they turn in. And he
what was
into
Urkel?
Steve Urkel was a nerdy dork.
a nerdy dork.
But then when he turned into Stefan.
A geek?
Uh-huh. A geek is also another negative, Raymond.
Yeah, I mean, well, pick one.
I don't think you... See, nerd at least implies you're smart, in my opinion.
Well, Kirk Cousins is smart.
Well, yeah, no, I'm not saying he's not.
The work he does, I mean, he's got the helmet on.
But
with
a dork, to me, doesn't really imply intelligence. It just kind of says you're loserish.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah, like that.
No, I don't think he's loserish. So whatever word doesn't have a loserish quality to it, I would say he's kind of like dorky, like he's nerdy.
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
I guess he's not worried about, like, he lets his wife dress him, and, like, he buys in, like, he plays into that whole thing, and, like, he embraces it.
He seems like a very sweet guy.
Right, but I think that's, like, I always tell you how important that is in a locker room, right? Like, just be who you are. Like, don't
one be. One playoff a, win, yeah.
No, one playoff win. Don't be a phony, just be who you are. And he fully embraces it.
Which is great.
Guys love it.
Because then you don't have to be other people in other situations. It's like, I think that's what is endearing to our show. We are who we are on the air, and we are who we are off the air. You've worked with people, and you're like, that's not the same guy off the air that he is on
no.
the air.
No. You got a radio guy, and then you have
real life guy, yeah. Right? No, like I'm crazy. You're exactly who you are. RJ Raymond, this is what you hear from us on the air is what you hear from us off the air.
Yeah. I'm telling you, there have been so many times in the locker room where you have... I mean, you have a guy who just has this like this persona with the media, the fan base, or even sometimes will try to be in the locker room and be that guy, and you're like, come on, man. You're not that guy.
Not who you are.
We know who you are. Don't try to fool us. Like when the coach is around, you're like, come
right.
on, man.
But, you know, that quarterback show was good because it gives you like a real-life peek behind the scenes. Yeah. And now I had really no feeling at all about Kirk Cousins. I will now root for him to do well because I find him to be tremendously likable.
Right, there's an emotional attachment to him now. And you also recognize how hard it is.
I thought Mahomes was likable too.
Yeah, but I mean, what I took away from it was just how much work goes into being a quarterback.
It's a full-time job.
Full-time job.
I actually found his wife to be somewhat unlikable in that show.
Mahomes.
Yes, Brittany.
I think a lot of people would agree with that. Like the fact that he's dealing with all that and still is as good as he is.
Right.
Like the wife, the brother.
Now they're high school sweethearts,
the
right?
Dad.
Yeah. Now think about that. The brother that can't even show because he's got some issues.
Mm-hmm.
The dad has gotten into numerous issues with the law. The wife...
Wife in Sports Illustrated swimsuit.
She looked nice.
Yeah.
I thought she looked really good. It feels like she desperately wants to be involved in the Taylor Swift scene.
I think they're...
Are they?
They got their own handshake and everything.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
But it felt like the bigger the game, the more Taylor's entourage came out, the more Britney was pushed to the background.
To the side?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blake Lively seems nice. I'd like to get to know her.
Yeah, I bet you would.
Yeah.
I
think she and I would really get along.
I think Ryan Reynolds wouldn't be too happy with that.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm a threat to Ryan Reynolds, though.
Probably not.
No.
No.
Ryan Reynolds.
He's dead.
That to me, that's a handsome man.
And very funny.
Very funny.
Very funny. Very
witty,
successful.
Successful, handsome, talented. He's got it all going on.
He's got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Yep. Be nice. I mean, that would be it's a nice little couple, those two.
Yeah,
it really is.
I think Ryan Reynolds and I would get along nicely.
I told you, I listened to the podcast. It was, and I like all of them. It was Ryan Reynolds was on the podcast, and it was Bateman. It was Jason Bateman's podcast.
I like him as well.
It was great. Really good.
He's one of those guys that was a great child actor, and it has carried through his entire adult life.
Mm-hmm. He's got the kind of sense of humor I like. Like that dry, witty.
Justine Bateman is his sister.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know that everybody knows that.
That's not. I said thank you.
And she was in Satisfaction with Liam Neeson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Great.
This is the kind of stuff that I bring to the table.
Do you want to go through the cast of nerds again, or are we good?
Revenge of the Nerds?
Yeah.
John Goodman was in Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
RJ, he's going to apologize at some point, and you can say...
the evidence is really piling
up. You accept his apology?
For what?
I just think... Wait, I think you know what we mean.
What am I going to apologize for? What have I done?
Boring people.
Sorry I brought you guys down.
No
one said you brought us down. No, I see the way you act towards me.
The apology accepted.
So passive aggressive. We're just trying to make you better.
I'm not.
We want to give the people what they want to hear. And right now, going through.
I wasn't intending
Justine
to go through
Bateman,
the cast of Revenge of the Nerds.
Everything else.
By mocking me, said, "Would you like to do this again?" And
I'll
jump.
I'm trying to.
It's like chum in the water. I'll jump right at that
you
opportunity.
You had a Grasso moment when all of a sudden he starts listing off MLS teams.
Yeah, but he does it at times where...
I gotta keep you on track.
You know what? Don't you dare compare me. We're in the middle of the Thursday Open, and this guy is breaking down God knows what. To the point that even Raymond is like, we don't do that. Stay on track.
That's a sacred part of the show.
Listen, tell me about it. Join the Michael Kay Show for a live Big East broadcast Friday, March 15th. That's 2 days from now. Starting at 3 o'clock at the Rutherford. Sounds fancy, right? I'm going to the Rutherford.
To the Rutherford.
Yes. Like you have to, you button all the way up to the top.
I'll probably wear a sport coat.
Yeah, well,
like what you eat. Cassie took me to a place like that. I thought I was just going in.
You think you have to wear a sport coat? Like they have sport coats in the back because you can't get in. Right. Like the Friars Club.
They wouldn't let me take it off. I was like, I'm going to take this off to eat. They're like, no, you eat in that sport coat.
So if you took it off and put it on the back of your chair?
You couldn't.
That's odd. Anyhow, a rooftop restaurant on 33rd Street across from Madison Square Garden. There's going to be plenty of ESPN swag given away and a chance to score Big East tournament tickets. See the K-Show live with special Big East guests at the Rutherford, 33rd Street, this Friday starting at 3 o'clock. Brought to you by Sam Adams, Truly Hard Seltzer, Schweppes, and Nissan. All right, 1-800-919-3776. I don't like the sound of this Gerrit Cole news at all because there really is no news from the Yankees, which concerns me tremendously. We'll get to that. And Aaron Rodgers could be the new vice president of the United States of America. So much to get into on 98.7 ESPN. And now, a word from TruGreen. Are you ready to elevate your lawn game without breaking the bank? TruGreen has been the trusted choice for over 2 million homeowners for over 50 years. Visit TruGreen.com today and discover the easiest and most affordable way to achieve a pro-level lawn completely guaranteed. Plus, enjoy TruGreen's verified price matching, ensuring you get the best lawn for the best price. Visit TruGreen.com and transform your lawn effortlessly. That's TruGreen.com. Your dream lawn is just around the corner.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.